Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Get everything set up here. I'm not at the donut shop yet. I had some business to attend to this morning, and so I'm running late. The protest should be starting right now. It's going to take me about 10 or 15 minutes to get over there, but the protests, I think, are going until 2 p.m. My show is going to go until 2 p.m. Pacific, so for the next 2 hours, hopefully in the second hour, I will be broadcasting live from Psycho Donuts. First hour, I'm just going to get myself ready to go over there. And Abu.
Good morning, Vince, or good afternoon.
Buongiorno. Yes, good morning. It's been kind of a hectic morning for me. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the webcam thing going. I'm going to try.
Okay.
But I have a feeling I'm going to get there, and I'm just going to be in the middle of the fucking storm.
Right.
And I'm probably not going to have time to set up, and I'll do all that. But I will get your order over the phone, though, for sure. And I will describe to you the donuts, if there's any that are not pictured on the website, because they always have new donuts that are coming out all the time. So, and I'm not going to, I don't think I'm going to focus too much on the protesters. I'm kind of over the protesters. I think they're kind of like an afterthought at this point. And
right.
Apparently they're trying to do a silent protest. So I'm not planning on bringing my megaphone and counter-protesting them. I think I'm
okay.
Just going to hang loose and support the donut shop. And if there's confrontation, I will be there on the scene, but I'm going to just have a good time, enjoy my day at the donut shop, and try to hook you up with some donuts.
All right. Hey, you got to let them know that I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right.
And I'm working at the mental health facility.
You're working at the mental health facility? Seriously?
No, I'm not. I will be working in a group home, though, probably.
There you go. All right. This is what I think I'll do, because it's better to FedEx them probably tomorrow.
Mm.
So we'll just go through and we'll do I'll go through and name the donuts to you. We'll jot down which ones you want, and then I'll send them out maybe tomorrow in the mail. So because if I send them out today, if I get them today and send them out, they're not going to go out till tomorrow.
All right.
FedEx doesn't work on Sundays, so I'll just let you know what the rundown of the donuts are, and you pick out which ones you want, and then I'll go back in like Monday or whatever and get them and then send them to you.
Well, what's the picture again? Where's that website so I can find the picture of these things?
Oh, it's
you don't got a chat room up, do you, today?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, the chat room's up.
Okay, what's the name of the show? Because I'm trying to find it. Vince in the Bay?
Yeah, Vince in the Bay. Yeah. The Re-Up.
Oh, Re-Up. Okay.
But it's the host is Vince in the Bay. By the way, I want to thank Ronnie laying low in the cut, as per usual. And this is the list of the donuts, at least, that they have on their site that you can order.
All right.
Or I don't know, maybe you should talk to them, and maybe they'll just deliver them to you themselves if you want to go direct through them. But yeah, you're not guest 1040, are you?
Yeah, I'm guest 1040. I just got to sign in. I need to go sign in. I was listening to yesterday's show. Yeah, that Scarlet definitely is part of the troll system. Because the way she's answering your question, like, oh, they're not too bad. They're okay.
Yeah
you little
she's
queasy.
A part of the whole thing. It's her and her little boyfriend. He's a little programmer, fucking hacker kid, and he's just causing a bunch of trouble, man. That was fun, though. It was fucking scary, though. At first, I was, like, I have to admit, for the first time, I was like scared for a minute on BTR. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Like, the conspiracy theorist in me just went like, oh, no. Fucking the feds are cracking down. This is it. They're rounding us up. Time to go to the FEMA camps.
I told you. It felt like Jaws. The three of us sitting there waiting for something to happen.
I was waiting for those guys to come, them to come back over, but I guess it just didn't happen. And if too many more guests like pop in, I might be like fearful of my life again. Every time I see a guest pop in now, I get shivers now.
Okay.
Like last night it was like guest 2875, guest 2878, guest 2879, guest 2880, guest 281, guest 2. It's like they're everywhere. It was crazy, man. It was just you, me, and Ace. We're just like. All our backs together, and surrounded by fucking clone BTR callers.
Right.
It's our own little audio clone wars. Oh man. All right, so I need to get make sure I am going to bring my video camera and videotape a little bit probably, and just hang loose and scope out the scene. But I'm gonna pack up here, and get ready to go in a minute. So there might be a good little break while I'm going over there. It should only take me like 10 or 15 minutes to drive over there.
Right.
So I just want to get all set up. So all I have to do is just walk out the door and get in the car.
Are you wearing your Psycho Donut shirt as you approach them?
Yeah, I'm going to wear my Psycho Donut shirt. Sure, why not?
All right.
I gotta support the team, you know.
Wait a minute, you know what's freaky here? I was guest 1040, and then I changed my name to 3 Abu, and 1040's still in there.
Hmm. All right. Well, anyways, I want to thank Ronnie for coming through. 3 Abu, of course, and anybody else out there who's listening, appreciate you joining us. I'm going to head over to Psycho Donuts here in a little bit and poke around and see what's going on over there. Apparently, there's some protests going on. Remember what happened to the protests last time, and apparently this time they're doing a silent protest. So I think I'm just going to be kind of like an observer.
Mm.
But if things get really – to be quite honest, my megaphone, I don't have any batteries for it.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of lazy, and I don't feel like getting any batteries for it.
Yeah. We're being attacked.
I'm gonna bring it with me, and
yeah.
And if shit goes down, I'll make a run to the store, get some batteries, and fucking man up and take care of these fools.
We're being attacked. We got 3 gases popped in.
What?
I think we're being attacked.
No, we're not being attacked yet, because you got to remember, these they always come with a host account. Like there's always a couple accounts that actually have legit names, and those usually pop up first.
Oh, okay.
Like they don't say guess. They like, because if you notice, he had like 5 or 6 like other names on there that were not guessed. So he's figured out some algorithm where he can like connect multiple BTR accounts and multiple phone lines together and string them all together and make them call in simultaneously and log into the chat simultaneously, and it's probably something based on his main, like he'll have like a main account and everything. All the other accounts just mirror whatever happens to that account.
Right.
You know?
Well,
that's me just trying to make sense of it. I have no idea how it really works, but that's looked like what was going on to me.
No,
he wasn't very funny when he came on. Like, he's just trying to be, offensive. But he's a smart kid. He knows what's going on. He's, you know, obviously smart enough to conjure up this fucking menace. So I have to give him some props on a certain level. Like, I think he needs to work on, I think with maturity he'll probably get better at calling in and being a smart ass.
Right.
But I think he's on the right path. I think he just needs to tone it down a little bit, dial it down just a notch.
Why don't you be his Obi-Wan Kenobi? You can
be
his master.
I should mentor him. I should say, look, you need to start using your powers for the forces of evil, not for the forces of good.
Right. Yeah. Hey, can these guests hear on the line? Or
what?
Are they just these guests that are in the chat room? Are they listening to the conversation?
Yeah, they're listening to us. They're not.
Okay.
They're not able to chat. So.
Right.
No, I think.
So, yeah.
I think I have some followers, because like I repost on like Twitter and everything.
Right. Okay.
And so, although I didn't tweet about this today yet.
No, I was just going to explain what's going on for the people that are listening to the show right now. The reason why we got Psycho Donuts popped in the chat room is that Vince in the Bay is attending the Psycho Donuts protest, but he's not protesting Psycho Donuts. He's just going to go buy some Psycho Donuts. And if you guys are not up to breast on the Psycho Donuts, they're donuts with mental illness names, such as bipolar, head trauma, serial killer, etc. And their protest is going on because they feel these names are detrimental to the furthering of the mental illness community. So that's what's going on today.
Also, I'm wondering. Do you have anything? Do you have the Conversations with God? Do you have that handy?
The Conversation with what?
A Conversation with God.
Oh, no, it's in my car. Why?
Oh.
Well,
I was going to say, because, like, when I go over there, there might be some downtime, and I might not have access to the switchboard, and you might just have to ad-lib and just start reading from that. And it would be great if you had something that was sort of relevant to mental health or craziness or just general psychosis.
I could talk about the love and fear. I could talk about the law of the opposites, like...
Yeah. I have something ready to vamp with because I have a feeling I'm going to get over there and there's going to be a couple lulls where I'm just going to be like, fuck, cover me. I might not be able to play a track or something.
All right. Here's one of natural laws is that what you choose to be on a given day, the opposite will happen. So these guys are choosing to be silent today. I can guarantee you there are going to be people voicing at these silent protesters. So, like,
right.
if you wake up in the morning and say, I want to be patient, rest assured that day that you wake up and say you want to be patient, you will be put in situations that will test your patience. That's just one of those laws of the opposite. Yeah, but no, I can get that. Do I have that book in my car? Oh, shoot. I can come up with something, though.
Well, whatever, dude. Just have something on standby.
All right.
I want to remind everyone when you're tuned to the re-up. Vince, this is my weekend program. Every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific. And today I'm going to go out to the Psycho Donuts shop in Campbell, California, and get some donuts and scope out the scene, see what the protest is all about, and get my munchies going. So I'm going to go into a track here and get packed up and ready to go.
I am so hungry for that Dunella donut right now.
Dunella?
That's,
yeah, Dunella.
That psycho donut is absolutely ridiculous. How can you put fucking pretzels in a goddamn donut? That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I guess it's called psycho.
Yeah, looking retards.
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui. I don't even know what that means, but it looks good.
Feng Shui. Yeah, Feng Shui is coming to my tummy. I can tell you that right now. That's number one on my list.
All right. So since this is supposed to be the re-up, it's supposed to be like stoner show. I'm gonna do some stoner music. Stoner Rock, a little Fu Manchu, live Ojo Rojo. That's what happens when you re-up, you end up getting Ojo Rojo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know Spanish.
Yeah.
Espanol.
Yeah.
All right, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
All right, the song is called Ojo Rojo.
Master Kush. Mota. The Bomb.
Dope.
Sour Diesel.
Sativa.
Marijuana.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
Trees.
Grapes.
Chronic.
Chicafrone.
Indica.
Zest.
Grass.
Weed.
Sensimil.
Weed.
Inhale.
Green.
Exhale.
Sensimil.
Grapes.
Dope.
Inhale. Blueberry
Smoke.
Yum Yum.
Ganja.
Chronic.
Blaze.
Sativa.
Yeah.
Blunts. Bleezies.
Bomb ass.
Marijuana.
Weed.
Mota.
Marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Ganja.
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
Champion, walk like a champion.
I got some girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Now find your inside. Ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in. Me got it. Where you are with it?
What's up?
It's going good. I got some space filler for the time.
What?
I got some space filler for our time when you need me to take
cool.
over.
Man,
I'm on YouTube.
You
all right?
I'm going to take another break in just a minute.
Yes.
And I'm going to play a track or two songs.
Mm-hmm.
And when the music ends, you'll be unmuted and you can just go into it if you don't hear me.
Okay.
And just talk until I come back.
All right. Yeah, I got some good stuff for us here. So.
Everybody's got plenty of time to call in. 347-826-7667. It's Re-Up with Vince. Here with Three Abu. Three Abu, tell them about your reality show. What's going on with that?
Yes, I have a reality show currently out there. First two episodes are on YouTube. You can access that by dialing or typing www.youtube.com/Mr. MR3 Abu. So it's MR3 Abu. And first two episodes are up there, and the third one should be coming out Wednesday. And the highlight of that one is Abu gets drunk, and you'll see what happens, boys and girls, or adults, when you take a half a bottle of gin, mix it with some Kool-Aid, and suck that thing down in 20 seconds. How the body goes from soberness to, oh my, inhibition. Yeah, baby. So. That's what I'm on.
So I want to thank Beneath Everything and our guests for tuning in. Hopefully we're going to have a little bit of fun here in a minute. I'm going to go over to Psycho Donuts.
Hey, you're doing the show tonight, right? Mega show?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You think you can queue up that part?
I haven't booked it yet, but I think I'll do it, yeah.
All right. Do you think you can queue up that part where you talk about Jaws and the trolls? I thought that was kind of a nice bit. You could probably play it back tonight.
What?
The Jaws bit where you talk about the trolls, and I'm kind of afraid. It feels like we're on the island or on the boat where Jaws is coming.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to compile a best of show.
Yeah.
And that'll be in the best of show.
Okay.
Like I got a lot of best of moments.
I want a copy of that.
Yeah, I'll do a little compilation. But yeah, I'm gonna well, what I was gonna do is remember that the conversation we had a couple nights ago with the lady talking about the Psycho Donuts and everything.
Yes.
I'm gonna edit that down to just that part and post just that. Like I'm gonna start like cutting up the episodes and posting them like on my blog and stuff, and just posting like the parts with tidbits that I think are interesting and whatever.
Okay.
But all right, man. So I think I'm pretty much ready here. I'm gonna go into this Mac Dre set, and when we come out of this Mac Dre set, hopefully I'll be back. I'll be either on the road almost getting to the donut shop or already at the shop.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to do the switchboard from my phone. I don't know how that's going to work. So we might just be live the entire time. So I'm leaving you unmuted, Abu.
Okay.
And I'm leaving myself unmuted. And I'm going to go into this Mac Dre set, and then hopefully when we come out on the other side, we'll be at Psycho Donuts checking out the scene. Yep. All right, here we go. Mac Dre, I'll be right back after these messages. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Hello, my friend. How you do, my friend? What would you like?
Sir.
Yes, what would you like?
I would
pack a backwoods.
Pack a backwoods.
What?
Fit to that privileged Hennessy and that's it.
Yes, my friend. Thank you very, very much.
What you know about me? I'm Mac Dreezy, call Hennessy Team and a blunt of Leezy. I keep a fat sack wrapped in a back with me. Home trees that make me look Japanese. Green seedless, mean when I'm weedless. Never in denial, I'm a fiend and I need this. Any day is a bad day for Mac Dre when he ain't got it. They ask why he act that way. Smoke champ, Kush, and Nay. Man was made, bomb the spray. I can't fade. Don't keep up lazy, roll for an easy. I ask her, what the please? Gotta have weed to go get weed. You don't like it, kiss my ass till your lips bleed. This one's in the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all. Please and clean. I drink like 10 of them things that swim. He's heaming again, is what they say. When I come around, I get dumb drunk and fuck up your compound. You're building your establishment. Mobbing saying, Patty, I'm Halibut. Oh, what a feeling when you're looking at the ceiling and it's spinning and the Earl starts filling. I drink heme when I perk. Don't like her, can jerk, it don't work when a nigga chilling. Might spill it on my Abercrombie pitch. Know I got the man at the liquor store, rich. But baby, would you please run again? Me and other Hennessy fear some blizzies and heen. Blizzies and heen. I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you got? Get your cup, fill it up, don't be no punk. A potty ain't a potty if every damn body ain't lifting and a little bit tipsy. But don't drink and drive. I remember one time my cutty shook. Rap this 50, rap this with me. And if you don't understand, you're an inbred. Your daddy and your uncle is the same man. I gotta have dope everywhere I go. When they ask me what I drink, I say, heme, what you think? I get heme in me, only substitute is Remy. In the sack with Jimmy on Portland with Kenny. I'm thanked out, cranked out, can't talk, can't count. If I want some more, I'm making baby pull a bank out. Cool on the bomb, boy, what do you mean? Sing it to me, y'all. Please and heme.
Catch him slipping. fast break dipping, shaking the fence, making me fringe. Rollers on gray, but they can't catch him slipping. Choking it up, smoking it up. He's rolling in a seven tray, gas break dipping, shaking the fence, making the fringe.
I drink to 11 and smoke on bottles of scone. Then drop a hit with the Mac of the Dre from night to the morning. Songs will start your whipping engines. Man, I see these niggas simping, lusting for women that's been sucking and fucking him and dipping. Me, I just step it up and go to still hook a stack of bucks. Master the luck, make a trick, make money, ass up. But if the hoe don't listen, then I'm pulling a partner friends who got some ends to spin. Nigga, look, I'm in it to win by all means. Cause it's rapping, they paying for my G's. I could resort to jacking the slaying, but that would work. I know these fools wanna see me in shackles because I roll with killers and dealers, hyenas and jackals. You see, you dealing with dead work. Cutthroat, every nigga laugh. Rushing these holes, get elbows and jazz. We get the bad where it don't stop. It's chaos, kid. You can see me checking tin, serving dome shots, smoke staff.
Rollers on tray, but they can't catch him slipping. Joking it up, smoking it up. He's rolling in the seven tray, gas brake dipping. They can't catch him slipping, joking it up, smoking it up. He's rolling in a seven tray, gas brake dipping, shaking the beat, making the bridge.
It's the big dog, head coach, I'm that nigga. Got my hand on my gun, and my finger on the trigger. Playing with my cab toys, running from the bad boys. Dipping, losing control, I never had boys. Rugged and real, loving and steel. Game to my folks, hang with my folks, slang with my folks. Drunk, fucked up, off 151. Be my BZ up and say, what have I done? Gorilla Tim, behind the tent, getting bent. On the savage ass grind, always collecting my rent. The Mac guy, triple stack guy. Killing them suckers that give the rap game a black eye. Roll the weed up, somebody turn the beat up. Well, I continue to spit, relax, and kick your feet up. Mac gang, so cold, I make your nose running. Mac Dre so cold, taking hoes money.
Rollers on gray, but they can't catch him slipping. Joking it up, smoking it up. He's rolling in a seven tray, gas brake dipping. Shaking the fist, making the bridge. Rollers on gray, but they can't catch him slipping. Joking it up, smoking it up. He's rolling in a seven tray, gas brake dipping.
My name is Furl, I'm the owner of the villain. I'm a stoner and I'm chilling with two bitches like Jax. I pimps and I mags, drive the Benz on the lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies in the stores. I've been out front with the thugs and the guards. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run with niggas that are killing Dafia. I'm popular, I'm a rap star. But I live like a rock star running from the cop car. I drop bars on slaps that knock hard. And I charge with this dick extra large. I'm sick of the SARS, high to Mars. And I treat my bitch like an ATM card. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. She's in the building and she's feeling herself. She's looking bad, but I'm willing to help. Stop it, baby, you're killing yourself. Come on, I got your back and you're killing myself. I'm feeling myself too. Man, just imagine some of the things we can do. You under me, me under you. Then we can catch the liquor store before two. We can hit my nigga, go get some shrooms. And if you still wanna kick it, we can go get a room. It won't cost you much, I'm a goodbye. Dick on discount, bitch, goodbye. I look like Mr. Frank, fuck for free. No dough ho, you can't fuck with me. Get the fuck out, bitch, you still in my doubt. You're full of shit and I'm feeling myself.
I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm
I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself.
I'm a West Coast bad boy. I'm represented. Trey, that's a bad choice. Is it rented? Hardy, har, har. Very funny. You don't hear my tummy. I guess my money. My stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding. Drinking vodka straight. Fuck a Long Island. I want my own island. Bet you I'ma get it. I switch hit and play with both mitts. I pack the full fifth. I'm after your bitch. He ain't doing it right. She's after your scritch. And I'm after hers. With these macking words, nerd. Thought square stayed sharp. You're nothing but a mark in a bucket skylark. I'm playing my part. I'm Mr. Furley. Quit interrupting. I'm talking to your girly.
I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Okay, that was two musical numbers by Drake. You are listening to the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay, but the co-host, Three Abu, is taking over for a short time as Vince is trying to land himself at the Cycle of Donuts. Today is he's in process of purchasing some donuts amidst a silent protest that's going on as we are speaking. And the silent protest revolves around the different mental illnesses names of these donuts. For instance, Psycho Donuts has a donut named Bipolar, Head Trauma, Serial Killer, Psycho, and the list goes on. So we are awaiting that. And while we await that, I found a song here I like to play. It's from a guy named Johnny Mayo. He was a comedian who did this donut song. So listen. You can see this on YouTube. It's kind of funny, so I'll play this song. And since we are talking about the donut arena today, I thought it'd be well.
You high, you sad with instructions, and by mistake be at your mansion on the streets you've been busting. minutes. Make your party get your sexy white Russian. And die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be on pissing in the fifth in the kitchen. Hey, I assume your autobiography is found in the fiction. Cause I'm just breaking back to others where you got all your cash. Can we make the revolution? I hope your life sucks. Hey, all my people in the place, put your fists in the air. I'm a down motherfucker, get up out of your chair. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get on.
That was a song.
That's right, I couldn't tell you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I got control of my fucking switchboard, yo.
All right.
So I'm here. I haven't parked yet. I'm looking for parking. Apparently, there's a huge festival going on in downtown Campbell, which is right by.
Right.
It's right by the donut shop.
Okay.
And so parking is a mess, dude. It's just because they shut down the streets and they have like tents and stuff.
Right.
But I'm outside of the donut shop right now, and it doesn't look like there's very many people here. Like,
wow.
Like protests might be over or not very big.
Hey, I got this donut song I want to play.
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
All right, here we go. This is a donut song. It's actually a funny song, too. Okay.
Turn up the volume, bro. I can't hear shit.
Well, okay, that's it. Then I can't play it then because that's as big as it's going to get.
I can't hear anything, dude.
Okay, well, I forget that idea then.
You gotta load it up. You got to get your own BTR show, load it up on your BTR, and then play it on your show.
Okay.
That's how it's going to have to work.
All right, so there's not too many people there, huh?
No, man, it looks dead, actually. Like, either it hasn't started yet or it's over. I don't know. I can't tell. I got to park, though. I'm having a hard time finding parking.
Wow.
I'm not going to park illegally and get a goddamn fucking ticket from the goddamn fucking cocksucker fucking police department.
And if you guys are trying to wonder what Vince is talking about, you guys can go to YouTube. I don't know what the link is, but if you type in VTOCCE and just click on the California stop, it's quite a hilarious YouTube video.
Yeah, I'm actually right. I just drove by the spot where I got pulled over.
Really?
Yeah. All the shit seems to go down in Campbell for some reason. I don't even live in Campbell. My brother lives in Campbell, and I go to Campbell to do shit, but I don't actually live there.
Wow.
All the shit that happens to me seems to happen in Campbell. So I got to be, I got to chill out, man. I'm in Campbell right now.
Who knows? You might meet Campbell Brown one day.
Dude, I'm thinking I should just run for representative for the district that's Campbell.
Yeah, you should.
The guy that's representing him now is a fucking stooge.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Mike Honda. Fucking stooge. And the thing is, his district is very upper class, very affluent, very well educated.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe my my humor and dry wit might play better with them than San Jose, which is really big, a diverse population, a lot of undereducated people, a lot of new voters, a lot of immigrant voters.
Right.
I found a parking spot, dude.
Okay.
I'm gonna play some more Mac Dre while I head over to the donut shop and see what's up.
All right.
No, man, it's kind of weird when you got the switchboard on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I can really access all my tunes. Yeah, because I can only.
I mean, I could sing the donut song.
No. It hasn't. We haven't gotten that desperate yet, dude.
Oh, okay.
All right. I want to play. I want to play this Joro. This is Balkan Beatbox Joro Boro, live. I'm gonna head over to the donut shop right now. I should be there by the time this track is done. We'll talk to you in a minute.
All right.
Never. I'm on the phone. Be upstairs now.
They have, I like the fritter. They have the,
what is it, the apricotology. It's like a, instead of an apple fritter, it's an apricot fritter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I know, they're all dressed like nurses. It's kind of creepy. I think it's funny. I love it.
And anyway, they have an artist in here? What's this artist guy doing?
Is it realistic? Is it like...
There's some guy in here, like, doing portraits of people.
I have been in the hospital. I have been...
Yeah, I bet you have, sister.
I have been in lockdown.
You make a great nurse, actually. They should get you in the nurse's outfit over here.
Yeah.
Is it like that there? Is this accurate? Yeah, you have nurses in the hospital.
No, but I mean...
They give you donuts.
Well, you want a padded room?
When I was in lockdown, you can't leave.
Like, go behind.
I put myself
board.
In there for 3 days. I stayed for 7. It was too fun. So I met my friend Pierre. We're still friends after a year, but we had a fight today.
Pierre?
Pierre.
Is he French by any chance?
No.
He's just named Pierre? He's just,
yeah.
He's just really
Mexican.
Pretentious?
He looks like he's Mexican.
I know. So we all.
You know,
are we all Mexican on the inside, really, when it comes down to it?
So we're Mexican. Because we're messy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Let me tell you some bad jokes.
No, don't tell
me. Oh, please, help us. Help us. We need bad jokes here.
No bad jokes. No, don't
tell me. That's fine. Go ahead.
No,
this
don't
is a, this
no,
is
okay.
This is not a family show.
So the plane's going down, right? The stewardess says, we got to lose some weight off the plane. So we're gonna go in alphabetical order, and then we start throwing people off the plane. I'm gonna start with African Americans, blacks, then colored. A little African American boy says to his mama, he goes, "Mama, I thought we were African American." She goes, "No, today, son, we are niggers."
Horrible joke. Horrible.
You need to put your mom on timeout.
I'm African-American.
She's misbehaving. She's such a naughty girl.
She was African-American. Her dad was. He was like 1/8.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, they make jokes about us.
Yeah, what the hell? Fight fire with fire.
All right.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Well, I'm going to go inside and enjoy the experience. Oh, probably on YouTube. And
what?
It'll go viral by tomorrow.
What's your account?
VTOTCE.
VTOTCE?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if you go to... They have one of my videos on their website. I did a couple of videos about the donut shop.
Well, don't put my goat on there.
Oh, that's for my own personal. I didn't even realize you had breasts, but well, let's get a shot of those then. What does that say? Juicy.
Juicy. Maybe they're juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
All right, ladies.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. What'd you get there?
Manic malt.
Damn, it's like a meal in and of itself. Wow. Thank you. All right, so this dude's got a... doing portraits. Are these customers that have been in here today already? Are these customers been in here today already? Sweet.
What's the popular donuts being purchased today?
Sorry, what was that, man?
What's the popular donuts being purchased today?
Sorry, man. Let me go outside a second. What was that?
What's the most common donut being purchased today?
Oh, I'll have to ask the one of the nurses about that. It's pretty busy in here, man.
Wow.
There's another there's a camera crew in here. It looks like a indie documentary team. San Jose Journalism? Oh, San Jose State Journalism Program. Okay, so the San Jose State film students are here doing a documentary on donuts. Which reminds me of my film school days. I did a film called Phantom Donut in film school. It's the only film I've produced. It's on 16mm film. I actually streamed it a couple months ago in Echo Park when I was down in L.A. They have a little like a screening series where they screened 16mm prints, and I was fortunate enough to get mine screened. It looks good. It's hasn't really been scratched up or at all. So it looks and sounds great. I'll have to do that. I should do a tour with my donut film, a donut film tour. Maybe I can team up with these people. Yeah, but it's packed in here, dude. I don't see any protesters anywhere, by the way.
Wow.
I don't know what happened.
Did you ask about the king today?
What?
Did you ask the people that are doing the store if they came today?
No, I haven't gotten that far. There's like a line to get inside the place, dude.
Wow.
But I lucked out. I got the craziest person at the shop just as she was leaving. Did you hear her racial joke?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
No, it was all right.
She was a total MILF, dude.
Really?
Full on MILF. Total MILF.
Oh.
I got video of all of that. I'll post it later.
Orange County is like an Orange County MILF.
No, yeah, kind of
Cougar?
Orange County MILF. Yeah, for sure,
wow.
Dude. She was hot. And she thought I was filming her boobs. I wasn't. I was actually filming her legs.
She had nice boobs?
She had nice little boobs, little small C's, big B's.
Wow.
But she was in good shape. She's probably like 50-something. She was ready to get down, bro.
Wow.
Like if I played my cards right, I think I could have been driving home with her and her daughter right now.
How old was her daughter?
Her daughter was like 14.
Oh.
No, I was not interested in the daughter. But I left my cigarettes in the car. I got to go back and get my cigarettes, dude. But as far as, like, any drama with the protesters, there's no sign of it whatsoever, dude. There's no protesters to be seen.
Wow, they must have listened to our program.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe they just remembered the beatdown they got from Megaforce last time they were here.
Or maybe the trolls got to them, the trolls from yesterday.
Maybe they did a silent protest at home.
Oh.
We're just going to be silent at home for about 3 hours today in protest. This is our new approach.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of a letdown. Like, but it's busy in there. Like, every time I go in that place on the weekends, it's packed. And they have an artist in there right now who's this guy. He's painting portrait or drawing portraits of people in there. Like, it's very art and oriented. Like, you go in there and it's like being in like a little alternative contemporary art gallery that serves donuts.
I love California.
Yeah. There's a big festival going on right down the street too. I could easily just walk over there and grub a dub.
Wow. Wisconsin's so fucking boring.
Dude, you should come out and see your family in San Jose, dude. We can go to Psycho Donuts and kick it every weekend.
I know. Okay, in due time.
Hey, so are you in the chat room right now?
Yeah, I was. Ms. Darling stopped by and then she left.
Who?
Ms. Darling or Daring.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Right on. Is there anybody in there right now?
No.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm a loser, dude. I have, like, no people listening to my show right now. That's fine.
Well,
It is the re-up. I hope everybody's re-upping and they're so fucked up and they're passed out that they can't even tune in.
Well, they're all down at Psycho Donuts. That's why they're in a chair room.
It seems like it. It seems like it. Oh, and there was, like, a big pack of, like, Trench Coat Mafia kids that came through. Like, it was all the goth kids.
Oh, I got to get an interview with them. Let's see what they're going to order. What type of donuts?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I always feel bad when I interview those kids because they're all like nihilists and stuff, and they probably would be find some way to find like contempt for me because I'm exploiting them or some shit. Anyways, I'm gonna re-up here. Gonna do some more Balkan beatbox. If I can get this going. Yeah, it's a Jeremiah song. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremiah Lockwood.
Oh,
IB, the wise one, is in the chat room.
Oh, right on. What's up, IB? Welcome to the program. IB, yeah, I do. Hang on, I gotta loan this guy a cigarette here.
There you go. Yeah, no worries. You need a light? All right.
So, like I was saying, IB, thanks for tuning in, bro. We were hoping to deliver an interesting show today. I'm broadcasting live from Campbell, California, outside of the Psycho Donuts donut shop, which if you go to megaforceonline.ning.com, you can see the video for the last time I was at Psycho Donuts for the protest there, counter-protesting the people protesting the donut shop. And so I'm at the donut shop today because supposedly there was a protest lined up for today. And I got here a little while ago and there's nothing going on. I mean, there's something going on. The donut shop is abuzz with business. It's doing very well, thank you. And but there's no protesters to be seen. Maybe I missed it, but they were supposed to congregate at 11 and then march on the donut shop from till 2 o'clock, and there's nothing going on. So it's kind of bunk doses on this episode, but I am going to go back into the donut shop. I did get some good footage of this MILF outside the shop, which I'll post on YouTube tonight and hopefully in time for the show. And, she's actually really hot. Like, I wish I would have got her name or something, but,
so what's it going to be under when you go to YouTube? Under VTOCCE?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's my YouTube. That's my YouTube account.
Okay. Oh, Ivy Wise one just left the building. Just left it.
Well, that's how it'd be with IB. He's another one of those BTR social butterflies. He's like Miss Tasha. He just kind of flutters around.
Like BTR hops?
Yeah, like Easy Riders like that. Just like these fools out there that just kind of troll everywhere. And I'm one of them, you know? Fucking guilty as charged.
So what's gonna go on tonight on the mega show?
I don't know, man. I have no idea, dude. I haven't even scheduled it yet. I don't know. I'll try to put something interesting together.
It might be a Mojo night tonight if you schedule it.
Why do you say that?
Because her 2 days off that she said she was going to be off have concluded.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to get confirmation when we get on the show then.
Unless I scared her off like the terrorist to the ham.
Yeah, I was trying to call my friend Dave. I'm gonna try him again. He would probably know what's going on. I'm gonna go back in the shop here in a second, but oops, I just opened my Twitter. I should tweet.
That'd be so sexy if a chick said that. I just opened my Twitter.
I just opened my twat. I mean my Twitter. Thick Things. It's Bay Day on MTV. Jams today. If you have family, followers in the Bay Area, please wish them a happy birthday. Oh, a happy Bay Day with a retweet. All right, you know what? If it's Bay Day, bitch.
Yeah.
And why don't you come on my show? I'm doing a show in the Bay right now. Fuck MTV. They're not in the Bay. They just have a fucking highlight reel. All right. Apparently it's Bay Day.
Man, you guys got, like, stuff going on. Boy, the Midwest is absolutely ridiculous.
I wish we could, like, transport ourselves, like, you know, like, beam me up, Scotty. Kind of like Quantum Leap. That'd be, like, sweet. Hello?
Yeah, here, man. Keep talking. Uh-huh. Talk to me, baby.
Shut up. No, but how long is the line still now before you get into the store?
I went back into my car to have a smoke.
Well, so you're in your car.
Maybe it'll be another like 10 minutes. I'll go over there in 10 minutes.
Boy, you're supposed to keep me abreast on what donuts are being purchased here.
I got you abreast, bro. I got you 2 breasts coming up on YouTube. This afternoon, hopefully, before the show. I got your breasts taken care of, dude. Don't worry about it. Like, I could not film another thing, and I'd be good.
What donuts did that milk chick have? What did they purchase? Did they show you, or? Did she show you her don't twat?
Dude, she showed me enough. Enough to make a good little video. A nice little clip.
Did she bust out saying that, are you going to use this for a sex video? Did she say that? Something to that effect?
No. She said, where is this going to be? Where are you going to post this? And I said, on YouTube, probably.
I heard something with sex. I heard something sex video in the background.
Oh, that was you reading into it, bro. She didn't say that. We'll review the tape. We'll see what happened. We'll get the real story. And we'll sell it to TMZ for $8,000.
Well, shit, you're at the Psycho Donut mental illness thing, so maybe I'm hearing voices.
Possibly.
Maybe there was a ghost in the background that said sex video.
There's a comic book shop here. There's a cute little chick hanging outside the comic book shop.
Really?
Waiting for her geeky boyfriend to get out of the comic book shop.
Oh, forget that. Don't mention boyfriend. I went on that constellation site. I'm looking for an Aquarius or Libra. I guess the Aquarius, it says, you know, Aquarius and Geminis, they'll have intense sexual relations. That's me paraphrasing it, but. So that's who I'm looking for. So I go by signs. I don't give a shit what people say. I'm a sign person. Oh. Signs, everywhere signs.
All right, dude, I'm going back in the shop now.
Okay.
I'm going to buy a donut, and I'm going to tell you what they have, and then you make a mental list or make a laundry list of the ones you want me to send you.
All right. And while you're doing that, I want to read the queries thing.
Sure.
Gemini. Come on, you dumb computer.
Well, the San Jose State film crew is gone. Oh, it's just me and the nurses now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. I've met you before. I forget your name.
Anna,
I'm Vince. Yeah, I was here, I don't know, a couple months ago when they had the protest.
No, I think I
what happened to the protest today? They just like showed up and then turned around and left?
Well, they were here
until
about noon
at
1, and then they got
here. You goofed up the time!
We have a motorcycle gang here, too.
There's a motorcycle gang here?
Yeah.
You goofed up the time, Vince.
So the motorcycle gang scared off the protesters. And they're like, you know what, there's a festival down the street. I think they have barbecue. Let's go there. Wow.
The sexual chemistry between these two is liable to reach intense proportions.
All right, let's see what we have here.
Aquarius is particular fine.
I'm not in any hurry to order. I'm just going to videotape the donuts first. Document
in particular,
them. We'll post them on YouTube. So my
finds Gemini to be extremely attractive
right
in a physical
them.
Sense, and basically,
and
this could be a terrible man.
On the internet and all that stuff.
That's what the Aquarius
and
is.
And he wants me to send him some donuts. All right, Abu.
Yes.
We got brand new Smoreo. It's like s'mores with Oreo. It's like graham crackers and Oreo cookies like crumbled up on top of a donut with icing under it.
No.
And there's the banana cream pie, which you've seen. Apricotology.
Do they got that?
Cookie Monster.
They got the feng shui?
I don't see any feng shui. Feng shui's gone, bro. Maybe tomorrow.
How about the Donilla?
Donilla's here. Plenty of Donillas. And Serial Killer. Key Lime Fry.
That's the one that looks like a vagina.
I like the crumbly crunch. Just looks like a Heath bar, like exploded on top of a donut.
I'd have to go with the split personality. They got Psycho Pandas.
Psycho Panda's gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bipolar?
Seems like Psycho Panda, Coco Kooks, Feng Shui, split personality, Bipolar, and Nutty Cookie Monster were the most popular. And Manic Malt.
Wow.
Those are all sold out.
Damn. All the mental illness ones are sold out. Oh, wow. Little manic, you said Manic Malt's gone?
Yeah, Manic Malt's gone. Massive Head Trauma's gone.
Son of a bitch!
Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go anger management over here. Tell him I'm ready to go schizo over here.
Also, Psycho Donuts is a big supporter of the Silicon Valley Roller Girls. They offer free certificates to the Silicon Valley Roller Girls. Are you guys Roller Girls? Are you a Roller Girl? What's the affiliation? How's that? Hot August Fights. Silicon Valley Roller Girls present Women's Flat Track Derby. Saturday, October 8th.
Oh, my goodness. Donut fries with ketchup and mayo?
It's the Dot Kamikazes versus the Rocket Queens.
That's kind of sickening. Donut fries with ketchup and mayo.
Oh, no, the donut fries are good. They're really good.
But why would you put ketchup and mayo?
No, it's not ketchup and mayo. It's like a berry sauce, and it's actually a vintage blend of fresh strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries, freshly picked every morning and thrown into the donuts.
Oh, okay.
It's like a berry dipping thing, and then the other thing is like cream.
Okay.
Or whatever.
All right. Yeah,
they're like churros.
Okay. Yeah, they had it in a quote, so I didn't see that. All right.
And they have their pad of shame, or wall of shame, but it's a pad. Or wall of fame, I mean. I'm sorry.
Wow. Damn. They got Clumsy Crunch.
Clumsy Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it. I was just telling you that that one looks good.
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to the Clumsy Crunchy. So how many nurses are in the institution today?
Two.
Did they give you your meds yet?
No, I'm still trying to figure out what I want.
It's not like the other day with Krispy Kreme, right? Where you just got the strawberry.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the banana cream pie. That looks really good. It looks nutritious, too.
Yeah, you got your potassium.
Uh-oh, we got another freelancer coming through here. Let's get a little B-roll.
No, I'm not looking at
it. You don't care about this joint. You're on to bigger and better things.
How could you missed it?
Good. I'm having a fantastic day. How could you not have a great day of being here?
I know. This is the best job I've ever. I just had too much of a job.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Beautiful place. Where's Kip and
They're in Subway?
Subway next door. Sure.
How could you miss it?
He's on the subway right now. He'll be here. He's up at 54th and Columbia right now. He's gonna get on the A train. He'll be here in like 20 minutes.
How could you miss the rally? They had a rally today.
What?
They had a rally today. And we missed it. It was at 11 o'clock, not 12 o'clock.
I don't understand Korean.
I said we missed the protesters today. He busted out with Korean. Are you there? Hello? Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I accidentally muted myself.
What I was saying is we missed the protesters today. They were there at 11 o'clock, your time.
Yeah, and they should have stuck around for a while.
You had great footage of the bikers running them off.
Yeah.
Was that Hell's Angels that rode by on the motorcycles or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they get some donuts?
Fuck yeah.
What did they get? Tell the nurses what they got.
They're busy right now. They're working. They're working it, baby. Yeah, so we got, 12 minutes left to go here?
Yes, 14 minutes.
Doesn't look like anybody else has called in.
No.
All right, well, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. We're going to hear some... amazing music here from a band called 3D. This track is In a Hip Club. If I could ever get my fucking... There we go. Be right back.
Белые ботинки, брюки, клёш, от папани по наследству финский нож. Кепка в клетку, галстук от кутюр. Разрешите мне, мадам, закрутить амур. А в клубе модно, всё для народа. Мадам, хоть куда, классная герлица. У меня в портмоне соточка гнездится. Если хочешь лимонад, то я буду очень рад. Хоть это дороже постократ. А в клубе модно, все для народа. Залишь пары, танцуют пары. Винилы груди, все снижукой. Thank you.
Street Chicken Pizza that's in the oven.
Белые ботинки, брюки, клюш, от папани по Назарету финский нож. Кепка в клетку, галстук от кутюр. Разрешите мне, мадам, закрутить тамбур. А кофе можно, все для народа. Залиты пары, танцуют пары.
Hey, Abu.
Yeah.
So I just got a wild idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking of going into the comic book store.
Yeah.
But the comic book store is also a sports member card and memorabilia store.
Right.
And I want to see if the value of a Starbury card has got up.
Okay.
I'm going to try to videotape, too, but I don't know if they're going to let me.
I'm doing neat.
Oh, wow, this place is cool. Hey, man.
I love pizza.
Hey, news, I think it's done.
Wow, Steve Young. Joe Montana. Is this a rookie?
I want to show.
Hey, I have a question. Well, do you mind if I videotape? Is that okay? Do you have a Stephon Marbury rookie card? How about basketball? Where's all the basketball players? All right. No, I'm looking for like a Stephon Marbury rookie card. Do you guys have like a book that tells you the value of cards and stuff? Like for basketball? That's probably what I'm more interested in. Wait, thanks, man.
What did it?
Hey, Abu.
Yeah.
They don't have a Starbury card, but there's a magazine that tells me the value of stuff. So I'm gonna look up.
Tell me, have you seen the Starbury video?
I don't think so. What year was Starbury a rookie?
94, 95.
Damn, there's a lot of 94, 95s, dude.
Stewie, I'm on the phone. Okay. Get up there.
You sure it was 94, 95?
Yeah, I'm positive. He even said that on the air. He was drafted by Milwaukee, traded to Minnesota.
I don't know, man. I don't see him. How about 95, 96?
Oh, wait a minute, mate. Yeah, 94, he was playing college ball.
Mm.
No, he was 96, 97.
Was he?
Yeah. Same year as Kobe. Ray Allen, Kobe Bryant, Marcus Camby, Derek Fisher, Allen Iverson, Kerry Kill, Stephon Marbury.
Well, if Kobe drafted, then somebody made a mistake on that one.
Yeah, his card gets around $6 or $7.
Wow.
But that's as of the publishing of this, so who knows?
How old is the guy running the store?
Hey, thanks a lot, man. You too. What's that?
How old is the guy running the store? How old is he?
I don't know.
Do you sound knowledgeable on sports?
No, he seemed like more of a comic book guy. Like, I asked where the basketball cards were at, and he was like, he pointed at me where the football players are at.
Basketball? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, basketball. You're state won the title.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna go inside. One of the donut shop owners is here now. So I think I'm gonna go in and get a banana cream pie. That looks like the way to go.
Blah 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 blah.
So that about wraps it up here for the re-up.
All right. Well, we did it as best we could.
Yeah, I mean, it was what it was. I guess I missed the protest. I guess they just showed up and left, and that was it.
They're doing
like,
me.
But the last time they were here for like 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah, the biker scared them. The biker scared them.
Yeah, fuck the bikers. All right, I'm gonna sign off. I'll probably do another show tonight at 7 p.m. my time.
All right, I'll be there.
All right, man. Later.
Take care. Bye.
All right, that's it. Thanks for tuning into the re-up with Vince. I'll catch you on the flip side. That's how I do.
coffee no more. Hey!
Make this even better is if they like put some peanut butter, that peanut butter stuff, put that on top of that. Wow.
We're all just donuts fans. We are, yeah. All right. There's a few people.
All right.